May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In a few moments, Benny will be baptized, and we will welcome him into the fellowship of the church. We pray that he will know God as his Father, he will follow Jesus as his Lord, and be strengthened daily by the Holy Spirit. Indeed, Benny will be baptized in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is true for all of us who are baptized. We are not simply baptized in the name of God, but in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We are Trinitarian Christians. We are reminded of this at various points in our service today, in the words of the hymns and the songs, and especially as we receive the blessing at the end of the service, the blessing in the name of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today is Trinity Sunday, and we particularly reflect today on the nature of the God we worship, the God who is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, we might perhaps think that believing in the Trinity, God who is three in one, is a matter of screwing up our minds to believe the intellectually impossible. But in fact, trusting in God, the Trinity, is all about relationship. We are drawn into the love of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We heard a few moments ago some verses from John's Gospel. Jesus speaks of the Father and of the Spirit, and there is a clear sense of intimacy and purpose between them. All that belongs to the Father is mine, he says. The intimacy of the Father and Son is emphasized again and again in these chapters in John's Gospel. Earlier, Jesus told his disciples, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But he also speaks of the Spirit. The Spirit will take what is mine and make it known to you. All that belongs to the Father belongs to the Son, and all that belongs to the Father and the Son belongs to the Spirit. It's not that God has three different hats he puts on. First, he's God the Creator, and then he's Jesus the Son, and then he's the Holy Spirit. God doesn't stop being the Father at the incarnation. He doesn't stop being the Son when the Spirit comes upon the disciples. God is all three at the same time. And there is an intimacy of love between the Father and the Son and the Spirit, which we glimpse at various points in Scripture. It may be hard for us to get our minds round. How can God be three and one at the same time? But perhaps think about that simple phrase, God is love, which we hear in 1 John. God is love. That's not just saying God is loving, but God is love within himself. And this teaching makes a lot more sense if you believe that God is Father, Son, and Spirit in one union of love. Love flows eternally between them. So God is not like an exalted but isolated individual. There is a movement of love within God's very nature. God, the Trinity, is a God of loving relationship within himself. Now, if we are created in the image of this God, then we are created for relationship too. Relationship with God and relationship with one another. Relationship is key to who we are as human beings. And we celebrate this today as Benny is baptized, because he is drawn into the love of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he's drawn into the fellowship of the church as he learns with us the way of Christ. We will all promise today to welcome Benny and uphold him in his life in Christ. And Bettina and Gerrit and our godparents, Andrea and Thomas, will also promise to pray for Benny and draw him by their example into the community of faith. Indeed, one of the things that's emphasized in this service of baptism is the call to pray for Benny. And I hope we will all take that seriously and continue to pray for Benny and for all the children in our church fellowship. Prayer is, of course, right at the centre of our Christian lives. And prayer is itself an experience of the Trinity. We pray to God our Father. We pray with Jesus. And it is the Spirit within us that prompts us to pray, Abba, Father. God is all around us when we pray. God is before us, alongside us, and within us. Now, that's not to say that prayer always is an intense spiritual and emotional experience. Praying may sometimes feel quite dry and quite ordinary. But whatever we feel like, we need to remind ourselves that whenever we pray, we are surrounded by the love of the Trinity and drawn into that love. Our access into the love of the Trinity is, of course, through Christ. We heard earlier in Paul's letter to the Romans, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. We stand in grace, we have peace with God. Now, this doesn't mean we always feel peaceful, but that we are restored to relationship with God through Christ. We can call God our Father. God looks upon us as he looks upon his beloved Son. Just as the voice from heaven proclaimed at Jesus' baptism, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," so God declares at Benny's baptism that Benny is God's beloved Son. Indeed, we are all God's beloved sons and daughters in Christ. Being a beloved child of God, being drawn in to the love of the Trinity, doesn't mean that life will always be easy. Paul talks about peace, grace, the hope of sharing in the glory of God, but he also talks about sufferings. Life for all of us will include suffering of different kinds, whether of body, mind, or spirit. Anxiety and stress, disappointment, failed relationships, illness, pain and discomfort, frailty and incapacity, depression, grief and loss, bereavement, and of course, finally, death. Paul may also have had in mind the specific suffering we may experience from following Christ. We may not face persecution or death for our faith, but we may at times face hostility or ridicule. Suffering is not a good thing in itself, and I'm sure none of us want to suffer in any kind of way. Yet we all know that suffering can sometimes be used for good in our lives. Suffering may help us become more compassionate towards others, or enable us to grow in resilience, hope, and faith. Indeed, Paul says, suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. There is nothing automatic in this. Suffering can simply produce bitterness, hardness, anger, and despair. But if we respond to suffering with trust in God's love and faith in God's purposes, all experiences in our lives can be used for good and produce fruit. As Paul reminds the Romans, we can always have hope and grow in hope because of God's love in Christ. This love is with us always, and indeed, it is poured out upon us into our hearts through the Holy Spirit he has given us. Now, as Benny grows up, and as he learns more about the way of Christ together with us, no doubt he too will have his ups and downs. Much as his parents and those who love him, I'm sure, may want to protect him from all kinds of sufferings, he is likely to have his share just like the rest of us. But we can pray that whatever challenges of life Benny may face, he will respond with mature faith and hope. This hope is based on the steadfast love of God that we know through Christ. The love of the Trinity, the love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is poured out upon Benny and upon us all. Now, Benny's parents and godparents have chosen a verse for Benny today. So as we remember the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the love which is poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, maybe we can also hold on to this verse for Benny and for ourselves. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.